morning. Good morning and welcome.
Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. I want to welcome also to our brothers and sisters following us through television, the radio, internet, but especially those of you who are here at the Fullness of Truth Conference. We are happy that you are here with us and praising and thanking God. And this Eucharist today, the readings remind us to put our trust and faith in God. And just as Abraham did, just as Christ the Son did, we ask the Lord to afford us greater faith and trust. And for our lack of faith, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Christe eleison,
Let us pray.
O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sights made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on a height that I will point out to you." When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Again, the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars in the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies. And in your descendants, all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Servant, the son of your handmaid, you have loosed my bonds. To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? Christ Jesus it is who died, or rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. The word of the Lord.
The shining cloud, the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to
the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, throughout our diocese, the bishop had asked us to have the bishop's stewards appeal. And so there'll be a short DVD after the homily. And since it's a short DVD, I thought I'd expound on the scriptures a little bit with all of you here today on the second Sunday of the Lenten season. The topic is one of trust. Trust as defined in the dictionary as to rely upon or have confidence in a person. We hear about spouse trusting each other. We hear about how we as Catholics, God's faithful people, should trust in God. But it's easier said than done. When it's in theory, it's easy to say, "I trust you." But in practice, sometimes we have reservations. Just case in point, there's two priest friends who's always traveling together on a vacation. And one day as they were walking to their car to drive on they're starting his new vacation, one priest said, "Here, you drive and I pray." To which the other priest friend said, "What's the matter? Don't you trust my driving?" To which the other priest friend said, "Well, what's wrong with you? Don't you trust my praying?" So you can see it goes both ways. But on the theme of trust, we hear the great figures in our church in today's readings. In the first one, we hear how Isaac, he was the promised son given to Abraham by God in their old age. Abraham was in his 100 when Isaac was born, and Sarah was in her 90s. And yet when Isaac was in his teen, perhaps early teen, God asked Abraham to take his son up to the mountain and there to sacrifice him to God. Abraham did not understand why God would request such a request. He was the promised son that through whom God promised him he would be the fathers of all nations. His children would be as numerous as the stars in the skies or the sand on the seashore. And now God asked him to slaughter his own son. Isaac, on the other hand, although he was young, but he too had complete trust in his father. On the way up to the mountain, he was carrying the wood for the sacrifice as usual. But this time it was a little bit different. Abraham was walking empty-handed. Usually, Abraham would have a ram or sheep walking along. That's the animal for sacrifice. And so Isaac, although young, he kind of suspected perhaps he might be the sacrificial lamb himself. And he had heard story being told, people, the Canaanites, how they sacrificed their firstborn son to their god Molech, or in the land of Ur, which they're living in, that the first sons usually were sacrificed to their pagan gods. And he thought that he might be the sacrifice himself. But trusting in his father, he carried his wood on the back up the mountain with his father to offer the sacrifice. And as God would have planned it, he only tested Abraham to see how much he would trust God. And God did not perhaps disappointed, because Abraham was about to tie his son over and slaughter him. The angel appeared and said, "Now, There's a ram that's caught right in the thorn bush there. Use them instead. So Isaac was spared. In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus, the Son of God, have complete trust in his heavenly Father. He too carried the word of the cross on the mountain to be crucified. But unlike Isaac, who was spared, Jesus was not. So he foretold this passion to Peter, just the gospel verse before, and where just prior to that too, when Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Christ." And Jesus was so happy, was so proud of him, said, "Peter, you are the rock I will build my church." And then just the next moment, when Jesus foretold his passion and death, where he has to go to Jerusalem, there he will suffer, died on the cross. And Peter said, "The Lord should forbid that such thing happen to you." And what did Jesus call him? "Get behind me, Satan." And so now, trying to fortify Peter's and James and John's faith, Jesus led them up on the high mountain. And there he transfigured himself. Not so much for himself, but so that he can fortify the trust, the faith, the belief of his apostles. We too are called to put our hands into God's hands, to trust God, to let him lead us instead of us trying to lead God where we want to go. Let God lead us where we want to go instead. And so throughout our lives, we too will be tested, will be tempted with our trust, with our belief, with our faith in God. We ask the Lord to continue to transfigure himself in our lives, that we might see his glory clearly, that we might focus on the prize, and that we might not be deterred from all the temptations that we might encounter on our pilgrimage to him. At this time, I'd like to ask Donna to please set up the screen for the DVDs. You got it. No. Let's just push it off.
My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, we are well into the liturgical season of Lent. This is a special time of prayer and penance with the purpose of guiding the Christian to a conversion of heart. At the center of these 6 weeks of Lent, we should examine the direction of our life and the impact our faith has in our daily life. I will be praying for you during this time, asking God to make us particularly aware of the abundant graces that can be ours when we turn our hearts to the Lord and abandon ourselves to his divine providence. I come to you today with the annual Bishop's Stewardship Appeal. Thank you for your generous support to last year's appeal, in which you donated a total of $1.3 million. I ask for your generous support again this year for the essential ministries and operations of the diocesan offices. The Bishop's Stewardship Appeal this year comes on the heels of some very challenging situations caused by several hurricanes, Harvey, Irma, and Maria. Following each hurricane, we came to you asking you to assist the victims of these disasters, and you responded generously. In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, you not only gave materially, but it was moving to see many parish organizations, youth groups, and men's and women's organizations roll up their sleeves and go to the communities in need of help with food, clothing, and other basic necessities. My sisters and brothers, you responded with Christian compassion and charity. in the name of those communities devastated by Hurricane Harvey, I thank you for your help then and for your continued support. As the recovery continues, the Diocese of Corpus Christi looks forward to creating a pastoral plan as a way to evaluate our ministries and programs that assist our efforts to evangelize. Parts of the diocese are in need of assistance with initiatives in order to present the faith and the gospel in new and more effective ways. Efforts to engage teenagers and young adults must be a priority. We need to develop leadership programs for the laity in order to engage the laity as partners in assisting the pastors and priests, parishes and dioceses with efforts to improve our presence in society and in our culture. And families are in need of our help to strengthen the basic relationship that is the foundation of society and the church. I believe the results of our listening sessions will show these needs emerge, and we want to be ready to respond with enthusiasm. In addition to these new areas of ministry, we must continue to assist the needs of the poor, the homeless, immigrants, and refugees, to continue the catechetical programs, and to prepare couples for a lifelong commitment in the sacrament of marriage, etc. In other words, we need to continue what we are doing, but expand into other areas with enthusiasm and new ideas. To do this, I need and ask for your help. Please make a pledge today by filling out a pledge card, or take one home and prayerfully consider a generous contribution. You may have already made a pledge in response to the mail out that was sent to your homes. In whatever way you can, I thank you. Working together as bishop and priests, parish and diocese, we can find the path that God wants us to follow to increase our resolve to bring His love, His mercy, and salvation to all. Together we can be a sign of hope and light in a dark world. We can offer people the hope that they may be lacking as we live and show the way to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for your continued support of me in my office as Bishop of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. Please continue to pray for me as I will for you. God bless you today and always.
Please take a few seconds to fill out the pledge card on the edge of the pews. If you'd like to take them home and reflect on it, you may do so, and then return them perhaps next week. We will pick up that during the collection on behalf of the diocese and all those whom you will touch through your generosity. I would like to thank you. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. St. Paul wrote to the Romans, "He who did not spare his own son but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? Therefore we bring our needs confidently before God."
For the church, that during this season of repentance, it may be a sign of humility and faith to people around the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray that God bless our parish and diocese, strengthen our faith and parish life, and grant us the spirit of Christian stewardship by opening our hearts to the bishop's stewardship appeal. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who are persecuted for their faith or their religious heritage, and for those who are excluded or discriminated against because of their faith, that they may have strength and hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For each of us, as we try to transform our lives, knowing the promise of Christ Jesus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Emilia C. Trujillo, the deceased members of the Mew family, Rick Briggs, and Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and special prayers for Destin D and family, and for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. My dear friends, for all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
O loving and generous God, knowing that you were willing to give your only Son for our redemption, we trust your kindness and mercy toward us. We ask you to hear our prayers, for we ask these through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please join in our offertory hymn, number 931, Beautiful Savior, number 931.
Oh,
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, cleanse us of our faults and sanctify your faithful in body and mind for the celebration of the Paschal festivities through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after he had told the disciples of his coming death on the holy mountain, he manifested to them his glory, to show even the testimony of the law and the prophets that the passion leads to the glory of the resurrection. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. Lord, may this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God, and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace and deacons.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Christ.
Amen.
Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Please join us in our communion hymn, number 423, Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley, number 423.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.